Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to our service this morning. This morning we have a family service, so we're all together for the whole time. No groups this morning, and we'll do various things which some of you will... You'll all enjoy. You'll all enjoy all of it. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Kate, and I'm the minister here. And this is our harvest service, which... may not be the traditional harvest service that some of you are used to or even enjoy, but you will enjoy this one, a more contemporary feel. So it's our harvest service this morning. I believe the Salvation Army had theirs last week and All Saints a couple of weeks ago. So finally, we're getting into the swing of things. As being Baptists, we're the last to do it, but it will be so exciting. Harvest traditionally was the bringing in of things from the fields and thanking God for what had grown, for what he had given us. Now, of course, we still do that in some areas, but here at this church, there's not many of us who bring things in from the fields, so we do things a little bit differently. You've probably got a piece of paper, I'm hoping, and a pen. And what people used to do was they used to offer the best of what they had to God to thank him for the things that he had given them. And I thought we could do that, but in sort of a different form, that maybe we could write down the best thing we have, something which we are really thankful for, something which we hold highly, and then we could offer it to God by, during the first song, bringing it up to the cross here and putting it on the table. So it's a virtual offering, but we can give to God something that he has given to us as a sign of our thankfulness for all that we have. So thinking about something that's really important to you, something which you are thankful for, something which represents all that God has given to you, and writing it down. Or if you can't write it, you can draw a picture of it or do some scribbles that represent it. It doesn't matter. No one's going to look at the bit of paper. Then you can do what you want, fold it up or have it open. And then we're going to offer it to God and bring it up. You don't have to bring it up, but there's an opportunity to thank God for what we have. So I'll give you a moment just to think about that and jot something down. There's a psalm in the Bible, Psalm 104, and it says this. Well, this is children's psalms, but it says this. I praise you, God. You are like a marvellous king who wears beautiful, bright robes. You make the water run in rivers and the animals come for a drink. You make the plants grow and we have food to eat. You open your hands and give us everything we need. Every day we breathe because God gives us breath in our bodies to breathe. And we enjoy because God has given us things to enjoy. And today we're going to thank him for all that he has given us. Now we're going to sing, we've got our CD songs today. We're going to sing our first song. And you might want to come up and offer your items at the beginning. But during the song there is a little bit of a dance section. You might want to have a dance. Or you might want to choose that bit to come and bring your offering. On Harvest we offer to God the best of what we have. But this can be quite a hard thing to do. Because at the end of the day, I think we all find it a little bit hard to share, to give to others, especially if it's the best that we have. There is a story in the Bible near the very beginning in the book of Genesis, which is after Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve give birth to a baby. And that baby is called Cain, their son. And then they give birth to another baby, and that baby is called Abel, their other son. And Cain and Abel grow up to be men, and they grow up and they do lots of things. But Cain looks after animals, whereas Abel farms the land and grows plants. And it comes to harvest time, and Cain brings to God as a thanks some of what he has, some of the animals that he has. Whereas Abel brings to God the best of what he has. And God looks at the two offerings, the meat from Cain that is some of the animals that he has, and the grain from Abel that is the best that he has. And God is pleased with Abel's offering, but he's not pleased with Cain's, because Cain just bought something, whereas Abel bought the very best. And Cain was upset and went into a sulk, it says in this Bible. You see, sharing can be very hard, especially when we have something that we really want or that we really enjoy. And I wanted you to think for a moment about one thing that you love, that you really enjoy, that you have to share with someone else. One thing that you love, that you really enjoy, that you have to share with someone else. So I want you to think what it is. Do you find it easy to share that thing? Why do you find it easy? Or do you not find it easy? Why do you not find it easy? Discuss. One thing that you have to share that you really love. How do you find sharing that? I'll give you a couple of minutes. Can I just tell you about something that I really love? They do these cashew nuts with sea salt and pepper in the co-op. Well, they do them everywhere, but in the co-op. And I love these. And Simon loves them too. However, Simon loves lots of other different, you know, peanuts and things. These are the ones that I specifically love. So I find it very hard to share these specific cashew nuts. However, when I open the bag, they disappear like someone else is eating them. And to my shame, I get very upset about this. To the point that the other day I said, "Who's been eating my nuts?" And Simon said, "I didn't realise they were your nuts." And the shame of it. Anyone got anything they find difficult to share? Yes? Your computer. Oh, and we have that here mirrored along the front. Yes, difficult things to share, especially when there's something exciting that you're doing on your computer. Yes? Swimming, did you say? Yeah. You find it very difficult to share. What, the part of the pool, the lanes? People get in your way in swimming, don't they? You need your space. I know, I understand that. Anyone else got anything they love, they find? Yes? Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. The charger for the phone, for the tablet. Yeah, you have to share the charger. How could you have to share the charger? I have to share chargers at my house as well. Tell you, yes. Simon doesn't like sharing the radio station. Yes. Well, not everyone likes Five Live, do they? Sorry, domestic. Okay, anything else people like to share or not like to share? Yes.
My razor.
That's an interesting... Interesting, we'll pick up on that later. Okay, razor. Excellent. Or not. Time. Yeah. Time and space. You want your own time and space. You have to share it. I know it's very difficult. Oh, yes. Something else? Got to share your toys. I know it's very difficult to share toys. That is a hard thing. Anything else? Anything someone finds easy to share that they love? It's very difficult, isn't it? It's very difficult to share things. Now, I've got a little quiz here. Well, it's not a quiz. It's a... What do you think? It's called to share or not to share. I have a number of items, and you need to decide whether you would share these items or absolutely not, under no condition will I share those items. You have to do a bit of movement for this, okay? We haven't done this for a while, and some of you might not want to do it or might not be able to do it. That's fine. But if the majority could, that would help me out. If I say an item and you would definitely share that item, I want you to go to this side of the room. That doesn't mean just sitting. You have to get up and go. If you would definitely not share this item, you have to go to this side of the room, okay? There is a story about a couple who share everything. I want to tell you. Some people will share all things. Some people find it very hard to share what they have. But there was a little couple who walked into McDonald's. It was a cold evening. And they walked in, and everyone in there was a lot younger than they were. And as they walked in, people looked at them. And you could tell they were thinking, oh, isn't it wonderful? Look, they've probably been married 60 years or more, and they're still coming out, and they're having a McDonald's. And people were looking at them. And the man went straight up, and he ordered his McDonald's meal, and he went straight back to the table and sat down with his wife. They sat opposite each other, and he carefully got out the burger, and he opened up the burger, and he cut it in half, and he passed half to her. And then he got out the chips and he counted them very carefully. So they each had a pile, and they were, and then he had a sip of the drink, and then she had a sip of the drink, and they put it between them. And people thought, oh, isn't it wonderful? They're sharing everything. And then he started to eat, and she sat there watching him, and people started to feel a bit uncomfortable. So eventually a young man went over and said, oh, please, could I buy you, you know, another meal? You've only having half between you. And the man went, no, no, we're fine, thank you, we share everything. And so he went and sat down. And still the man continued to eat, and the woman would take occasional sips of the drink, but she wouldn't eat hers. And so the man went up again, he said, I'm sorry, please, could I buy you another meal? You don't have to be sharing. And the old man went, no, no, it's fine, we share everything. Well, this carried on, and eventually, just as the old man was about to finish, the young man went up and said, please, could I get you another meal? And he said, no, we share everything. And then he looked at the lady and said, I'm sorry, why are you not eating? You've got food in front of you. What are you waiting for? And she said, it's all right, I'm waiting for the teeth. You see, some people will share everything. I imagine some of us would not want to do that. But the toothbrush people might. Some people will share everything, but we find it very, very hard to share. Everyone finds it very hard to share. Some of us would say we find it easier than others, but there's always that one thing which we find difficult to let go of. But we are called to be people who share. If we follow God, we are called to be people who share what we have. And this is why. In the book of 1 John, it says this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for each other. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in them? Dear children, let us love not with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Our God has everything, and he could have held it all to himself. And yet he gave his life, he gave his son, so that we could share in everything that God has. Our God is a God who shares to the point that he sacrificed himself for us. And so if we follow him, we are called to be people who share what we have with him and with others. We're called to be like God, who shared everything. As a Harvest, we offer our best to God, but we also seek to share with other people. And the Mobile Warden Scheme, I don't know whether many of you know a lot about it, but it's a local scheme that works in our village that was set up many years ago by people locally. And it's often, they have their AGM meetings here, which I often go to, and they're often struggling to make ends meet, but they're a wonderful service. And so it's something that we can share what we have with them to help others. And I just want to read Pat Robertson, who is the chair, was going to come, but she was unable to come today, but she sent me something to read out about the Mobile Warden Scheme. So I'll just read this so you understand a little bit about it. It's to help the older people in our village, and it says this. Our scheme aims to provide reassurance and security for members of the scheme in their own home by ensuring that regular contact is made with them. Each member receives a daily telephone call and at least one visit per week from one of our wardens. Once a month, we test their smoke alarms and check their lifeline buttons, and we offer local shopping for essential items only and carry out simple tasks or other small services. We also offer services to associate members who use the scheme when families are away on holiday so that they can have peace of mind with daily contact. The scheme is a charity and it's operated by a management committee made up of volunteers who also step in to cover wardens' holidays and things like that. Everyone's CRB checked, and communication via weekly updates on clients has been very helpful. They have emails about how people are getting on. It is an important criteria that all volunteers respect a strict code of confidentiality. There is a weekly charge to our members, and we're supported by Cottenham Parish Council and South Cambs District Council and the Cambridge Community Foundation. Raising sufficient funds is a constant worry, and in order to satisfy the application for funds, we have had to have in place many policies, equal opportunities, environmental, health and safety and things like that. So there's a lot of work that they've had to put in that they didn't have to put in at the beginning, which people find quite stressful and takes a lot of time. They also have a friendship fund which people can donate to so that their members can have a Christmas lunch and tea together and also a summer tea party which they enjoy so they can have the company of others. It's a wonderful scheme that looks after people who would be on their own and not have the security of others going round to check in on them, those who mainly don't have family near or don't have family at all. And it does struggle to keep going, especially as warden money is being cut again and again. So it's something that they would really value if we can give money to them. We're going to have an offering in a moment for us to do just that. If you feel that you want to give by cheque, then please do make it payable to the church, Cottenham Baptist Church, and then we will send a big cheque to the mobile warden scheme. We're going to have that offering in a moment, and we're going to play some music while we have the offering, which is harvest music you can listen to, and then you can give your offering. If you want to give your usual money to the church, there is a basket here at the front which you can put some money in at the end of the service. But all of our offering that we give now will go to the mobile warden scheme. Thank you. We're going to sing our final hymn this morning, which is traditional harvest hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come. And in the spirit of sharing, I'm going to share with you some Quality Streets during this hymn. But you can only take the ones that I don't like. And you can only take one. No, I'm joking. So I'm going to pass these round. Please do take. But please, if anyone's allergic to anything, I'm not responsible. Okay? There are nuts in these. Am I allowed to hand them out? As we finish our time together this morning, we read in the book of Deuteronomy, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I've given you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build, find houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands has produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore with you today. We thank God. He has given us so much, but let us not forget him as we leave this building now. May he walk with us and bless us and keep us. Amen. Please be seated. Please do stay and for coffee and donuts and chat with each other. Thank you.